go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
I don't want anyone at the wedding.
But you must have a witness, Meredith.
Well, get someone off the street.
Oh, lovely. Look, I want George there.
I could do just a teeny little reception.
No, and no wedding dress either.
This marriage isn't going to work. I don't even like her.
I want you to be so happy.
Besides, I don't even know how to go about it.
First you get a licence.
A licence? Oh, like for a dog, you mean. Except in this case, it's for a bitch.
It was to be a fairy tale wedding.
Did Pango love the minstrel?
I think she did, but he was marrying the willowy princess.
He kissed Pango, though, didn't he?
Oh, Joss. Joss.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Why are you stopping, Joss? I was enjoying that.
Sir Serious Face kissed her, too.
To be my mistress.
Oh, James, I could have sworn you were your mistress.
Jamesy.
No wonder the willowy princess had a bad tummy.
Get out of the bloody way, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, what's wrong, Meredith? Gosh, are you ill?
Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then I'll begin episode 3 of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
Feeling better?
Make me a coffee, George. You're jolly lucky to get a catch like me.
Uh-huh.
At least I have a regular job.
Couldn't you put in a word for him with the symphony orchestra, Meredith?
Mediocre bass players are 10 a penny.
Meredith?
She's right. I'm going back to the bank.
Oh, Joss, no. You're an artist, a musician.
But the baby needs providing for. Oh,
isn't he wonderful? Where's that coffee, Joss?
Oh, sorry.
No. But we can't live here once we're married.
Why not?
Why not? It's obvious.
We're not moving to that flea pit of yours in Earl's Court.
I wasn't suggesting we did.
That's disgusting. You should see it, George.
Well, it's not ideal, I grant you.
So why are you turning your nose up at George's nice flat?
Coffee. I've made you one too, Joss.
Georgie's flat. Oh, Tom. Exactly. It's Georgie's flat and she doesn't want a married couple with a screaming brat living with her. Any sugar?
Oh,
George doesn't mind. Do you, George?
No, of course not. Sugar.
I don't see why you want to move if George doesn't mind.
I don't, honestly. Oh, cripes, I'm late.
What's for lunch, George?
I'm having lunch at my parents'.
Well, that's bloody good. What about us?
Oh, sorry, I didn't think.
Don't apologise to her. Look, you're not her servant. I don't know why she puts up with you.
It's my charm, ducky.
I hope you'll change your mind and let me be your bridesmaid, Meredith. It'd be jolly super.
I won't.
And caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
On her journey to Castle Frankenstein, Plain Girl hoped Sir Serious Face would not be there. She couldn't face another encounter.
What time do you call this then, my girl?
Leave her alone, Ted. Your coat's sopping. Didn't walk here, did you?
Got a bus to Kensington Gardens and walked the rest.
In the pouring rain. Very clever. We eat our Sunday dinner at 1 o'clock sharp. It's now 20 past.
Slept in, sorry.
You look a wreck.
Thanks, Dad.
You're pale. Everything all right, love?
Hunky-dory, Mummy, actually. Except for an unwanted pregnancy and trying to arrange a wedding in a hurry. I want to invite people, but I just know it's going to be the most awful disaster. Must use the loo.
Oh, my God, she's pregnant, Ted. Her little girl...
You let her move out of God knows where, living with God knows... Who's the father?
What? Oh, Joss, of course.
Joss? Oh. Joss who?
Do you know? I don't know his other name. Isn't that funny?
Hilarious. Let's hope Mr. James is equally amused.
What's it got to do with... Oh, gosh, no. It's not me. It's Meredith, Dad. Who do the dirty deed to me? I don't go around with a paper bag on my head.
So it's Meredith, your flatmate. Oh, well, that's all right then. I mean, it's the modern way.
Wash your hands. This dinner's not going to be worth eating.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But all...
I said to Mrs. L, I said, if you give me notice, I can cope with large dinner parties. That's no problem. But will she listen?
Pass the salt.
How's your lord and master, Dad?
Mr. James is very well, thank you. We were at Kempton Park together last Saturday.
How romantic.
One?
Nothing.
Your father has no trouble with him. Treats him almost like an equal. But her...
Why don't you leave?
Don't start.
More roast, Doris, please. Your mother's trouble is she doesn't count her blessings. We want for nothing here, thanks to Mr. James. That's sufficient, Doris, thank you. He's a quite wonderful man.
Is there anything you wouldn't do for him, Dad?
How do you mean?
Well, you've dedicated your life to his shirts and shoes. I just wondered.
What are you talking about?
What would you give him, me, for instance?
Don't talk silly.
No, if he asked you to and gave you £100, would you give me to him to do with as he liked?
George.
Hardly likely to ask me, is he?
No, but would you if he did?
That's enough.
Oh, please. I'd really like to know.
I said, that's enough.
He jolly well would, wouldn't you? And if he took a fancy to cutting me up for dog food, you'd let him do that too, wouldn't you?
Shut your mouth. You're not too big for a thrashing, my girl. I will not sit here and listen to you making mock of Mr. James.
You're mad about him, aren't you? We were at Kempton Park.
I won't have this in my own house.
It's not your house. It's his house.
That's enough, George. Sit down and finish your dinner, Ted.
No. I'm going into the garden. Ruin this meal she has. Mr. James gave you everything.
Why do you do it?
Just born bad, I suppose, Mummy.
Oh, well, he said he'd be back by 5:30, and he wants to see you.
And what have you been saying to old Ted?
Nothing, Jamesy.
He's not pleased with you.
He never was, wanted a boy. Tell me, does he know about your naughty little proposition?
Of course not. It's our secret.
What are you doing?
Georgie.
Oh, no, not tonight, James Afin.
Come here. You enjoyed me kissing you last night.
Oh, look in the mirror. A fat middle-aged man holding an oversized plain girl. We look ridiculous.
I don't think so.
Why are you taking your glasses off, then?
To kiss you.
I don't want you to. I'm not in the mood for lust. Simply because you own me.
I'm not in the mood for jokes. I've been with Nelly all day. Great bust.
Stop! You're getting all hot and bothered. Besides, Dad is hovering around.
Have you thought my proposition over?
No, I haven't. I'm actually embarrassed to think about it. I don't know you, James. Not in that way. It requires an enormous mental leap to see you in this new light. Golly, I used to be so nervous when you came to Rodine.
Why?
If I don't please him with my grades, he'll throw my parents out. We rely on him for everything. I used to think that. Dad still does.
What do you mean you don't know me? Nobody knows me better.
What do we have in common? What would we talk about? We've never been alone for more than 5 minutes.
Just give me a try, Georgie.
Well, like a new toothpaste.
What are you doing this evening?
Why?
I'm at your disposal. Let me take you out somewhere.
Go on a date, you mean?
Nellie's gone to bed, feeling a bit nauseous.
Maybe she's pregnant.
Now, that would be a miracle. How about it?
If I say yes, it's only because anything's better than going home alone this early on a Sunday night.
Good girl, George.
And that's another thing. From now on, you must call me Georgina, as though I'm a real girl.
Oh, you are real. I can feel you.
James!
Oh, Mr. James. You got hold of her then?
Yes, Ted, I was just...
No, James, I'm sorry. I don't want to be chopped up for dog food. Hello, Dad, excuse me.
What? Wait! A change of plan, Ted. I'll not be home for supper.
Very good, Mr. James.
I'm going out.
Right, sir. I hope you haven't been giving Mr. James any lip.
He got nowhere near my lip.
I'm taking Georgina for a drive, Ted.
Very kind of you, sir. So Say thank you nicely.
Thank you nicely. Bye, Daddy.
You don't need to take her, Mr. James.
I want to, Ted. Oh, tell Doris to look in on Nellie. She's not feeling too good. Maybe a cup of her seaweed tea.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Meredith and Joss will be there, and I want more time to consider.
Come here.
Delicious. You taste of brandy.
Did you enjoy it?
I told you, I enjoy anyone kissing me. I'm sex-starved.
Our evening together?
Yes, it was fun. Ta very much.
You see, we do enjoy each other's company. How about...
Actually, I'll be super-duper busy with Joss and Meredith's wedding for the next few weeks.
I can wait a few weeks, Georgina. Night.
Meredith, do you think I'm ugly? No, no, don't answer. Am I ugly, very ugly, or just plain hideous?
I'm not getting into this discussion for the 50 millionth time, thank you. Oh, pass the cotton wool, I've smudged this nail.
Here, look, don't laugh, Meredith, but I was out with a fella tonight. Took me to dinner at the Ritz.
Ooh, it had to happen. So, you've got a boyfriend at last?
He wants me to live with him.
Fast worker.
Actually, he's not really a boyfriend, more of a wrestling partner.
Rich?
What does money matter? Joss not here?
Sent him home. I couldn't stand him round me another minute. By the way, you can come to the wedding, but no tears.
I've got your buttonhole, Joss.
At the time. We're going to be late, Meredith. Do you hear me in there?
I'm being sick, you sod.
Well, let me pin it.
The man at the registry office said if we were late, we'd miss our... Ow!
Oh, sorry, did I prick you?
We should have left 5 minutes ago. You're not even dressed.
I'm being sick. Get out of my sight.
Right, I'm going on my own. If you aren't there, answer, cut it, it's off. You hear? Finish.
Actually, Joss, it's a jolly good idea. The groom should be there first. It's tradition. I'll get her there, don't worry. How are you feeling?
Bloody.
Don't be cross, but I went to Kensington Church Street yesterday. I know you didn't want a wedding dress, but I...
Go away, I want to sleep.
Josh, you're still here.
At last. I was just thinking I'd have to marry someone else.
Who else would have you? Your bride has arrived then, Mr. Jones.
Yes, that's her. Hardly worth the wait, is she?
Would you please step forward?
A hush falls across the ancient chapel as the bank clerk, nay minstrel, and his beautiful, willowy princess prepare to take their solemn vows. He, resplendent in dirty mac and suede shoes, the willowy princess in a short white cocktail dress with the price tag showing through the lacy back. Bieber's, £6, 12 and 11 pence, including purchase tax. And now the great moment.
I, Meredith Anna Montgomery.
I, Meredith Anna Montgomery.
Take you, Joseph Johnson Irving Jones.
Take you... Will you shut up, George? Sorry. Take you... Sorry, what's his name again? Smile for the birdie. Lovely.
Get out of the way, Joss. How about one of me? I'm the bloody bride, after
wait,
all.
Wait, wait, look. Mr. Muscleman, you too could have a physique like this.
I'm getting cold. One snapshot. That's what you said, Georgie.
Oh, all right, I'm just winding it up. Close together. Lovely.
Get your hand off my backside, Joss.
You gave me all your worldly goods. I own that backside.
Not likely, mate.
Oh, just think. You'll look at these when you're old and grey. Oh,
thank you, George. It's thoughts like that that bring on the rain.
Hey, hey, come on. It's not far. Let's run home.
I'll race you. I bet I beat you too, you slob.
Oh, wait, I haven't done the group picture.
Go. Oh!
Champagne. Oh, you're in bed.
I feel like death.
Where's Joss? I made some prawn vol au bon. I know he likes them.
Oh, that's better.
Are you going to bed too?
I might as well. Had to get out of those wet things. Bunch over, Meredith. Let me in.
Well, I'll leave you to it. The champagne and things are here, Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Montgomery Jones, if you don't mind.
Well, to Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery Jones, may you have a long and happy... and may all your troubles be... Sorry. May all your troubles be...
Oh, get out, George!
And they went straight to bed?
Oh, I left them to it, Peg. It's their wedding night, really.
It isn't right. They can't go on living with you now they're married.
But nowhere else to go. The willowy princess took to her bed to await the arrival of the stork. The minstrel went each day to the counting house and counted up his money. And Plain Girl went to the cellar most evenings. The pink blob listened to the latest news of the newlyweds. And you'll never guess what Josh brought home today from the bank, Pegs.
What?
A lovely white cart. He bought it at lunchtime. He got these transfers to stick on it. Blue for a boy, pink for a girl. He's super, really.
Oh?
Oh, don't you think so, Pegs?
Why?
I mean, buying a cart, Pegs.
He's the father. He should get the baby a cot. And a mattress.
Well, some fathers wouldn't. I bought this book about natural childbirth. Meredith won't look at it. Joss and I think it's a wonderful idea. Birth without pain.
Is that right?
You know, Peg, he absolutely insists on giving me some money every week.
Must hope so. You feed and house them, don't you?
Yes, I know, but he offers to dry the dishes.
You say no, of course.
Yes, well, a musician working in a bank. He's so amusing, too. Some of the things he says.
Well, I don't think it's funny myself, getting a girl into trouble.
What?
He got Meredith into trouble, didn't he?
Meredith got herself pregnant. He stood by her and he gets hell from her most of the time. Do you know what he said to me?
I expect you're going to tell me.
He said that it was a relief when she goes to bed and he can have some sensible chat with me. Imagine it.
Turn them out, that's my advice.
Turn my best friend out when she's 6 months pregnant.
They've got you down for a sucker, Georgina. Him especially. Get them out.
I think it's time I went. Good night, Pegs.
You'll be sorry.
You're back early.
Thought I'd do a spot of ironing.
Be careful of my silk knickers.
Knickers don't need... Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Come on, out with it.
No, honestly, Joss, it's nothing. Just Peg gets a little wearing sometimes.
But you don't have to go down there all the time, you know?
Well, husbands and wives need time alone together.
She likes the blob because she's really ugly.
I've been reading the natural childbirth book again, Georgie. Very interesting.
Super, isn't it? Oh, Meredith, there's this film about it too. A Swedish woman is having a baby and just lying there talking and smiling.
Talking and smiling. Oh, it's beyond Meredith then.
Yes, well, I've chosen a different method. I'll take enough painkillers to knock me out till it's all over.
Oh, but Meredith, it should be a wonderful experience.
Can we change the subject? Put Luxembourg on.
We are talking. It's all in the breathing, really. You practice lying on the floor like this, right,
yes.
Georgie?
Legs up. Come on, Meredith, try it with us.
You're driving me crazy. Can't we talk about anything but childbirth?
Oh, I want to help you.
Shut up. Shut up. I mean it.
Sorry.
Don't say sorry for speaking in your own flat. Ignore her. Look, I got these today. How to Nurture Baby and Child Rearing.
Oh, look at him. Isn't he sweet? Look at his chubby little fingers, Meredith.
I'm going to bed.
I just hope the baby isn't affected by its mother's disinterest.
Will I make you some nice warm milk?
I'm not a bloody invalid. And if you don't stop giving me sympathetic moo cow looks, Georgie, I'll smash you in the face. God, you both make me sick.
It's a difficult time for her.
She's a bitch.
Where will it be?
On the baby's knuckle or the baby's knee? Where will the baby's dimple be? Baby's cheek or baby's chin? Seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Where will the dimple be?
Where will it be?
All right, little bubbles. Nice and soft and light. That's it. Come on, Madeline. Come forward a little. Gabrielle, don't push. Don't now. And down the plug you go. Super!
stop. All right, my darlings. Miss Grinstead is waiting. Off you go. James, I'm in a bit of a rush.
I like this outfit.
James, no. One of the little ones might come in. We don't want to give them traumas.
I'm still waiting for your decision.
Can you lend me £50?
What?
We're having a baby.
What? But we haven't... I mean
Meredith, but we're all helping. I need a pram, baby bath, nappies, pins. Oh, you're a dear, Jamesy.
She don't need her vitamins, the greens that I cooks.
She sits all sulky, giving us dirty looks. Oh, yeah.
She won't do childbirth, cause she won't read the books.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sod off, both of you, I've got a headache.
She sits around feeling sulky and blue.
Georgie does the work, so she's got nothing to do.
Shut up! I mean it, you bastards. I've got a headache.
Oh, only trying to cheer you up.
Well, you aren't. No wonder you got no work playing that thing, and you can't sing, George.
In the book, it says mothers suffer from irritability towards the end.
Can I see it?
What?
The book, please.
Yes, here, look. Chapter 3. The last day...
Give me it. Here's what I think of your book. Rubbish, rubbish, rubbish.
George wants us that as a present.
I'm sick of George's presents. You can't move in here for baby things. I'm sick of it.
I'll ask Pegs if she can store them.
At least I know now what it feels like to look like the back of a bus and have to stay in every night. What?
That's enough.
But I'm not going to stay looking like this, unlike you, George.
Shut up. If you weren't pregnant, I'd smack your face.
Try it.
Oh, I suppose you're one of the world's great beauties?
At least I'm not one of the world's great freaks.
Oh, I'm going to smack it anyway.
She's right. I know I look a sight. I don't know why it should upset me. I know I'm ugly and big and stupid.
Oh, God.
Boring, isn't it? She'll do this for hours now. Put on Radio Luxembourg, not that it'll drown her out.
You're jealous.
What?
You're jealous of her. That's why you say these things to her.
Jealous of her? Oh, please.
Well, I think she's more attractive than you any day.
Please stop.
What the hell do you think you've got married that's so special, hey? Hey?
No, Jules.
I'm going to bed.
Oh, good. You'll brighten the room up just by leaving it.
That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her.
Oh, you should go to bed.
I feel sometimes I've got two wives.
Joss?
One that I have to sleep with.
To get babies.
One that I enjoy living with and chatting with.
If I looked like Meredith, maybe you could have had one wife who'd do for everything.
Don't ever say that. I don't want you to look like Meredith. I like the way you look.
You don't need to say that.
George, listen. I love you. I love you.
It's late, Joss.
I've never said that to a girl before. Blimey. Though I've said everything else, I must have you. Get your clothes off. But not I love you. There, I've said it again. George, I mean it. I love you.
No, no, really, it was fine.
It's like that sometimes the first time, but it'll get better, I promise.
I love you.
You'd better go to bed. Meredith might wake up.
I'm never getting into bed with that venomous snake woman ever again.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
Oh!
In the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I was my one sad. If you're back...
Mrs. Jones, we've been expecting you.
Montgomery Jones, just tell him to give me something.
Are you the husband?
Yes, her things.
You're in good hands now, Meredith. Try to control your breathing.
Shut up! I want some painkillers.
If you wait in there, Mr. Montgomery Jones. Now, come on now, dear. It's not that bad.
That's what you think. I want an anaesthetic. Get me something for this pain. Oh!
Mr. Montgomery Jones.
Wake up, Joss.
Your wife's doing very well, but you may as well sleep in some comfort. Go home. Ring at 6 tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
Any message for her?
Eh? Oh, best wishes, you know.
Tell her we're thinking of her.
Right. She knew we were an adulterer and his mistress.
What? Never.
She jolly well knew. I saw it on her face.
Well, she used to run around with every man in town. Spend all my money playing her half-ass game. She put me out. It was a pity how I cried. The table's turning now. Her turn to cry.
Smells good.
Slept well. It's nearly 9.
Listen, peace and quiet. Isn't it marvellous not having Meredith here?
Don't, Joss.
Why did you sleep on the divan?
I didn't sleep. I smoked mostly.
You didn't pace up and down the floor too, did you? You rotter. That's my job. I'm the expectant father.
They said you should ring at 6.
She's up tight. She'll hold it for days. They'll have to pry the poor little blighter out with a crowbar. You see.
Aren't you interested to find out whether it's a boy or girl?
I'll phone once I've eaten. All right, George, what's wrong?
I rang at 7. She's had a little girl, Joss.
A baby girl? Well, well, a girl. Who'd have thought that?
You can visit them tonight between 7:30 and 8:30. Both doing well.
Girl?
Jolly wonderful, isn't it? It's the end.
What do you mean?
For us, the end.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. You're right, sir. It's the end of episode 3 of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster.
Georgie was played by Caroline Strong, James by Kenneth Cranham, and Joss by Joe McGann. Meredith was played by Melanie Hudson, Ted by John Hollis, Doris by Eileen Bell, Peg by Teresa Stretfield, and the nurse by Cyril Jenkins. Emily Riley played Samantha Parker-Smythe, and Jack Shute, Tristram. Georgie Girl was adapted by Joe Dunlop and directed by Adrian Bean.